Hi, I'm Elizabeth Norville, and I studied abroad in Dunedin, New Zealand last spring of 2019. And my story is about a crazy road trip day that included four stops at the same fish and chips restaurant. So this was about 3 weeks into our study abroad semester, and it was the first time that we decided to rent a car from a local car rental place and just like go off and start exploring outside of Dunedin for the day. And so there were five of us, and we showed up at the rental car place, and they were like, okay, like, have you ever driven on the left side of the road? And we were like, well, no. And he was like, okay, well, there's a little sign right here that reminds you to keep left, so just, like, stay on the left side of the road. Here you go. And so he just, like, threw all five of us into this tiny little car that we packed into, and we pulled out. I wasn't the one driving, but my friend just pulled out onto the street and, like, started driving on the left side of the road, which was super weird. Yeah. And so we headed off to our first location, and we had like a couple different stops mapped out throughout the day. And so we went to the first one, which was just like a beach that we walked around and took a bunch of pictures. Mm-hmm. And then we, in between locations, we had found a local fish and chips restaurant. So we stopped at the fish and chips restaurant for lunch and had lunch outside, and then got all our stuff back together and headed to the next location, which was about 30 minutes away. And so the next location was like a wildlife walk near the beach. And so we were halfway through the wildlife walk, and I like looked at my phone, at the back of my phone, and my credit card was not in the back of my phone. And I was like, y'all, I don't know where my credit card is. And they were like, what? And I was like, my credit card is not in my phone. Jeez. And so we like walked back to the car, and we're like, maybe it fell out in the car. So we dug through the car, took everything out.
It's the worst
feeling. And it was not there. And I was like, okay, so it's got to be at the fish and chips restaurant, because that's where I used it last. Right. Like, so, and we barely had any service, but like one person had just enough service to call. So I called the fish and chip shop, and I was like, hi, I think I left my credit card. Like, it's blue. It's this brand. Mm-hmm. Like, we were sitting outside. Can you go look? And she was like, oh, well, I don't see anything. And I was like, well, can you go look out? Yeah, like, can you go look outside? We were sitting on the bench, and she was like, no, like, I don't see anything. I can see the bench from here. And I was like, lady, you cannot see a tiny credit card from inside the building. And I was like, okay, well, here's my phone number. Like, if anyone finds it, can you please call me back and let me know? And so I was like, it's got to be there. And she just isn't, she like didn't go outside to look at it. She looked at it. She looked at the bench from inside, which you can't see a credit card from. Nice. And so we were like, okay, we're going to like do this walk, and then we're going to go back to the fish and chip shop and look around, and maybe she will have called.
How so are you feeling on the wall? I feel like if my credit card was
lost, I was so stressed out. I was like, okay, like, it's fine. Yeah. I have another one. Like, it's a credit card, so if someone uses it, I can get my money back. Like, it's fine. It's fine. But, yeah, no, I was definitely, like, very stressed. And I was like, okay, let's, like, walk a little faster. And so we, like, did the walk, and we came back. And I think we had to make, like, four different U-turns because we got lost. And, like, U-turns go the opposite way when you're on the opposite side of the road. But we definitely were making American U-turns and, like, American three-point road turns. It was very clear that we were not from New Zealand at that point. But it's okay. We figured it out. And so we went back. So we started heading back to the fish and chip shop, and I got service, and I had a phone call, and the lady was like, we found your credit card. Like, we've got it here, yada, yada. So we went back. I got my credit card, and I was like, okay, so not going to keep this in my phone anymore. Bad idea. Even though I think it just, like, when I took it back and got my food, it just, like, didn't make it all the way into my cart, and it fell out. And so after that, we went back to the same location because there was a multiple things we wanted to do at that beach. And so we went to this beach, and we had Googled, we had packed dinner, and we had Googled that it was, like, a beautiful place to watch the sunset. And so we were like, okay, we're going to eat dinner and, like, go watch the sunset on this beach. And so we get down to the beach, and the sun is behind us, like, completely facing the opposite direction. And we were like, no, I don't think we're going to see a sunset from here, because the sun is this way and the ocean is the opposite way. And so we were like, well, we should have known that, because, like, we're on the east side of the country. So, like, the sunset's not going to be on the east side. It's going to be on the west. And so we were like, well, maybe we'll just, like, it's cold, like, we're just gonna head back, and we'll, like, find somewhere, maybe. And so we start heading back, and we were like, there's gotta be a cool place around here to watch the sunset, like, it's beautiful out. Mm-hmm. So we stop at the fish and chip shop again, and we go in, and we're like, hi, like, we're trying to figure out a place to watch the sunset, do you know of any that are close by, just like anywhere that we could pull off and watch the sunset? And she was like, oh yes, like there's this really great place right over, like across the road, turn at the train tracks, and like it's up on a hill. And so we were like, oh, that's awesome, like thank you so much. So that was our third time being there and for the day. And so we head to watch the sunset, and we find this, it took us a while, but we found this gorgeous place to watch the sunset on top of a hill, and there was like a picnic table, so we got to eat our dinner and watch the sunset and just like have a perfect ending to the perfect to like a crazy day. And then I'm pretty sure we stopped at the fish and chip shop one more time on the way home to stop and go to the bathroom, so that was like four times in
one
day.
Recognize you by the end?
I don't know, they didn't say anything, but definitely, because it was very small. It was in the middle of nowhere. It was in this town of like two stoplights, like but we were like, thanks, you guys have been the greatest, like couldn't have made it through the day without you. And so it was just like a crazy like first adventure, but also like so much fun, and definitely like one of the best days that we had.
Oh good,
that's so nice.
Yeah.